This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
Guys, if you find yourself getting to the end of 20th Century Boy and wanting more content straight away, head on over to the Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, that's $12 a year or 3 coffees a year, you get access to 2 bonus podcasts. The TCB Overflow podcast every Thursday at the same time as this episode, and the Pat and Mike Show, where we deep dive on topics talked about on the main podcast every Friday. If you like my work, the Patreon is the best way to support me and help me keep growing at the rate that we're growing. You can donate $1, $4.50, $8.50, $12.50, or $20 a month. And every bit of support is appreciated. The Patreon is overflowing with content. Now let's get over to the main episode.
I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Gnomus Mike, and this is the inside of my mind. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Of course, my name is Radio Mike, not Gnomus Mike, but I start the show with a different name each week. That's, you know, usually to do with a theme. And of course, long-term listeners of this show will know that Gnomus is the period before December when we do not celebrate Christmas, because Christmas should only be celebrated in December, as we all know. And we are in peak Gnomus period at the moment.
We wish you a merry Gnomus, we wish you a merry Gnomus, we wish you a merry Gnomus, it's the middle of the year.
Peak Gnomus at the moment, we're mid-November, really get into the Gnomus spirit at the moment, everyone. That is the main message at the moment, because, you know, it's only November, it is not Christmas yet, it is currently Gnomus, and enjoy the Gnomus spirit before everything gets too wacky during Christmas, of course. 20th Century Boy is a podcast about me, Radio Mike, a writer and producer from Melbourne, Australia, just trying to make his way through life. It's the conversations you wish you were having about the stuff that nobody else cares about. That's what this podcast is about. You know, have a one-sided conversation with me every week. You can't respond, but you can listen. Well, you can respond through any of our social channels, by the way, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com. Tweet about the show at It's Radio Mike on Twitter. Instagram me, radio.mike, or the podcast Instagram, tcbpod, or the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. However you want to get in touch with the show. Big show this week. Lots of admin to get done before the end of the year, because I do realize, as admittedly, we're in Gnomus, but we are spiraling very quickly towards the end of the year. And the first thing I wanted to say is I've officially launched a new piece of merch for the show. It's up on radiomike.com.au/merch. It is the 20th Century Boy Conversations You Wish You Were Having signed poster. If you want to support the show and give us a little bit of money, pick up a poster on the website that is up there now. I'll sign it. It's a cool poster of like the cover of this podcast with the conversations you wish you were having. Grab it. I'll sign it. Send it out to you just for Christmas, you know, give a Christmas present to yourself, buy a poster, radiomike.com.au/merch. Wanted to do a quick shout out to start this week's show to a sponsor we've got on board, Angel Grove Collectibles. If you have listened to this podcast for a long time, you will know that I am a huge fan of like geek culture, nerd stuff, collectibles and everything. As you can see, if you're watching the video version of this pod, I have many, many collectibles behind me on this bookshelf. For example, I've got my Goku figure, which I bought in Tokyo. My War Greymon figure, which I also bought in Tokyo. I've got a Banjo-Kazooie figure. I've got a bunch of pop vinyls and amiibos and other collectibles. I love collectibles. I'm a huge fan of this stuff. And Angel Grove Collectibles is the best place in Australia, the cheapest prices in Australia to get all kinds of collectible things. At the moment, they are running an offer. If you place an order in November at Angel Grove Collectibles, you go into the running to win a Charizard Ultimate Premium Collection card pack. And as well as that, at the moment as well, you can use the code RADIOMIKE in all caps for 10% off any product at Angel Grove Collectibles. So head to the store, angelgrovecollectibles.com. 10% off with code RadioMike. And if you place an order in November, you go into the running to win a Charizard Ultimate Pack. They've sent me a bunch of stuff. They're the best in pop culture nostalgia. And if you're looking for a Christmas present for yourself, for a friend, for your sibling, for your kids, whatever it might be, best store in Australia to get them. I've got this Beelzemon Digimon figure. I love my old school nostalgic anime stuff. And that's what collectibles are all about. This was all sent to me by Angel Grove Collectibles, by the way. I've got a Bulma from Dragon Ball Z, little figurine there. I have a Pokemon Sword and Shield Lost Origin Elite Trainer box of Pokemon cards. That's going to be awesome. I might do an unboxing video of them. And a bunch of Digimon cards, Digimon trading cards, a Master Roshi figurine from Dragon Ball Super, amazing. And I might give some of this away. Basically, if you use the code RadioMike, and please use the code RadioMike because it means that we keep getting sponsors on board to support us. But if you use the code RadioMike for 10% off at angelgrovecollectibles.com, send me a screenshot of that and I'll enter you into a running to basically win. Maybe I'll give away this, which is the Master Roshi Dragon Ball Super figurine. So if you want to go, I will give away that to one person who uses the code RadioMike at angelgrovecollectibles.com. Get in for Christmas. Get yourself a Christmas present. It is the cheapest prices in Australia for collectibles. All kinds of nostalgia stuff, whether it's Dragon Ball Z, any anime stuff, Power Rangers, anything you loved as a kid. Get that nostalgia fix. AngelGroveCollectibles.com. 10% off. Code RadioMike in all caps. Thank you and support the brands that support this show because that is how we keep getting more partners and doing more cool stuff like that. So I just wanted to start with that. Did say it is an admin-heavy show, and I am not lying about that. The first thing I wanted to do on this week's show is address some more ongoing concerns with my pronunciation issues. Of course, the most recent one is the Calabria incident of the last few weeks, where I pronounced the word Calabria as Calabria. It was embarrassing. I automatically regretted it. Sorry, I instantly regretted it. And got an interesting voice message from Radio John Salvano. Welcome to the Radio Family, Radio John Salvano. We do, of course, on this podcast have a hotline that you can call. Call at any time, leave a voice message.
If you've got a contribution to the podcast, there's only one number you see.
But John Salvano used a different method, which I actually really appreciated, and I can't believe I haven't been plugging this before. You can just send me a voice memo on Instagram. Just send it to me and I can rip the audio and play it on the show, and it works really well. So if you ever want to, I love having voices on the show. I'd love some more voices on the show. So if you hear something on the pod, you want to say something, have your voice on the podcast, send a voice memo on Instagram or call 1-800-438-353, but just record yourself and I'll rip the audio and play it, just like John did. He sent me this message over on Insta.
Mike, can I help you out? It is pronounced Calabria. You need to roll the R. We need to hear it next week with the R being rolled.
So thank you for clearing up the pronunciation there. I can't roll my R's, and funnily enough, as most people know, I had a choir scholarship to school, and we used to sing songs in like Latin and Italian and Greek and whatever, and because we were like a Catholic boys choir, and we used to have to roll the R, and I could never do it. I can't do it, and apparently some singers get the underneath their tongue that like, if you put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, right, and touch it, sort of touch underneath it, that part, they get it snipped a bit, which helps you roll, but I'll try it. Calabria. Oh, I actually did it. Oh my God, I just did it. Oh, okay, forget what I just said, guys. Apparently I can't do it. Calabria. Calabria. No, I can't do it anymore. Anyway, so thank you. Send voice messages. Of course, the other ongoing one is my pronunciation of paranoia, which I always thought was paranoria, paranoia, paranoria is what I thought. And what I realized when I put a clip out about this through many of your comments is I think it's just what I thought from listening to a lot of American music. Like people pointed out Flagpole Sitter by Harvey Danger, where he goes, paranoia, paranoia, right? And a bunch of Blink-182 songs. Found two more this week. American songs that contain, that I loved as a kid, that contain the word paranoia, but it sounds like paranoia. One is another Blink-182 song called Stockholm Syndrome. Paranoia. Feel like that makes sense. And then, of course, American Idiot by Green Day, the classic single. Take a listen. So anyway, I'm just trying to defend myself. I did think it was paranoia in all of these songs. Okay, we still have so much news. And I guess let's start by doing this.
Christmas sweater giveaway. Oh yeah. We're giving away your Christmas sweater from Typo.
Yeah, we are giving away a Christmas sweater. Basically, be in the Patreon by, I think, December, early December, and you go into the running to win a Typo Christmas sweater. It's worth $50, so jump on. Even if you just jump on for the month to get into the running, that's fine. I don't mind. However, bit of a spanner in the works with the Typo Christmas sweater giveaway this week, because there is a Typo here at the local shopping centre that I live near called Victoria Gardens. There's a Typo. And honestly, I don't even know where another Typo would be. But I went into, I would always walk past it, heaps of Christmas sweaters in there. I'm like, great, that's where I'm going to pick it up once I eventually get to it. Walked past it last week. All of a sudden, can't see a single Christmas sweater in there. And I'm like, uh-oh, don't tell me they're sold out. I've promised to give one away on my Patreon. And so what I did was I went into the store to ask the lady that was working there. Now, I tried to record this. The audio is pretty bad, but just listening closely, because this is the interaction I had with the woman who worked at Typo.
You had all these Christmas sweaters up there. Sold out?
Yes.
Are they really?
Like, sold out everywhere, even the warehouse.
Oh, shit. Okay. No. Do you reckon they'd be in stock again before Christmas, or...
I would like to hope so, honestly. So, yeah. It's saying online that this one is in.
Oh, you can get them. Okay, cool. I'll just go online. Yeah.
Perfect.
Cool. Thanks, mate.
Only large extra.
Okay.
Okay, so you can no longer get them in stores, and all of a sudden I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, I've promised everyone I'm doing this. Now what am I going to do? Classic Mike. Plus, I'm thinking about Christmas when it's Gnomus, which is another stab in the heart. And luckily she's like, no, you can get them online. There's one left online, but you can only get them in large and the large size now. I think they only have two sizes, like small, medium, which is like one size, and then large, extra large. So I have ordered one online using the Typo gift card, and it's a large one, because I just thought, I guess, like, I'd rather go large than small, because at least if it's big for whoever wins it, you can still wear it. If it's too tight, if it's small, so basically it's a large. It's decided it's a large. I was going to wait to do the draw and then buy one for the size of whoever won it, but now you're just sort of stuck. But good news, the sweaters are coming, which is good. But so get in the Patreon to win. But here's the other big news, because on this show, if you've been listening for a while, you will know that I have a history of, some might say harassing, I would personally call it encouraging brands into giving me free stuff and doing little sponsorship style things with me. Angel Grove Collectibles, for one, 10% off. Code Radio Mike at the checkout. Could win a Charizard pack. Go there now. Buy something for Christmas. But of course, over the years, we did a huge thing with Grilled last year on the show, in which essentially I did a viral clip about how Grilled burgers suck and are really overrated, which Grilled saw, and it ended up with me becoming an unofficial ambassador for Grilled. I also took a photo of a sign that Domino's Pizza had up, which had a typo in it, and I tagged them in it. And that turned into them giving me a free $100 gift card to Domino's Pizza. Cool, whatever, don't care. Then, of course, the Typo thing, which led to me getting a $100 gift card from Typo and this Christmas sweater giveaway. It's all for content on the show, guys, and we love it. We love the brands that get in touch with us and support us, regardless of how much we harass or encourage them, as I put it. But realize that you might remember last year, and this is an exciting news thing for this year's podcast, guys. Last year, I convinced Grilled Burgers, the burger chain, to sponsor my 27th birthday, which I still laugh at a year later because it was just, I just want you to sponsor the day. Like, who has their birthday sponsored by a brand? Me. Of course I do, because that's funny. And I actually had like some friends over to my house that night and Grilled organized catering for the night. So they got us a bunch of sliders and chips and stuff. So that was pretty fun. But yeah, so Grilled sponsored my 27th birthday. And to be honest, I wasn't really thinking about having a sponsor for my 28th birthday, which is on December 12th, which is only a few weeks to go now. But my 28th birthday is fast approaching. And basically, I was like, I probably won't do a sponsor for my birthday this year. Don't need to sell off the special day. But then I thought, you know what? Why not? And I basically decided, who better than to sponsor my 28th birthday than Typo? They've been a big support to me this year. They've had a bunch of fun with me. So on Friday at 12:51 p.m., I sent a message to Typo on Instagram, official account. Hey Typo, I have a question. It's my 28th birthday on December 12th. Last year, famous burger chain Grilled sponsored my 27th birthday. I was wondering if this year you guys would be interested in sponsoring my 28th birthday. Let me know. Get a reply from Grilled saying, haha, love it. I'll run it past the higher ups and see what we can do. In the meantime, don't go accepting any other offers from Domino's or Grilled. And I thought, wow, this is exciting. And then suddenly Grilled got in touch, not very happy with this. And I said to Typo, Grilled sent me basically, you know, a wide eyes emoji saying they were upset. And I said to Typo, you got to move quick if you want to sponsor this birthday boy. And a bunch of you, and I'm very grateful for this, a bunch of you did slide into Typo's DMs to encourage them to take up this lucrative deal. For example, Dave Lee Down Under, welcome to the RF. Hello, Typo. I have a great idea. You should sponsor Radio Mike's birthday bash. We will all appreciate it dearly. There's not even a bash. It's just sponsoring the day. But thank you. Radio Josh from the radio. He actually works in radio, but I think he listens to this pod. Sent them a message. Do it for Radio Mike. Just do it. We also had, I don't have the name of this person, sorry, but I hear Radio Mike is an absolute champion and deserves some birthday sponsorship. I mean, come on, guys, you did borrow his name without permission for your bags. Least you could do is sort him out with something nifty for his birthday. And a bunch of other people sent me screenshots of them not harassing, but encouraging Typo. We don't harass on this show. And got a message in from Typo yesterday at 11:59 a.m. Hey, Mike, you've weaseled your way in, and we're on board to sponsor your birthday. How do you envisage us being a part of the day? And I said, oof, this is enormous news, Typo. Doesn't have to be a huge thing, but if you can send me a bunch of stuff I can do on the day announcing the sponsorship, and of course it'll become an arc on my podcast, Exhibit A. I'll do stories on the day, and if there's something small/fun you can give me that I can give away to people on Instagram/listeners of my podcast, that would be cool as well. Sounds epic. This is Typo. Leave it with us and we'll get something together to send to you. It's better if it's a surprise, right? When's the big day? It's December 12th. Perfect. We'll be in touch. Guys, I'm proud to announce, and I don't have any celebration music, so I'll put it in post. Typo will officially be sponsoring my 28th birthday. Yep. My 28th birthday officially as a sponsor. Sorry to all the other brands. I will be selling off my 29th birthday and definitely my 30th birthday. But 28 belongs to Typo, just as 27 belong to Grilled. My birthday sponsorships are going to be a recurring theme on this show and admittedly my life.
for the next few years. So look forward to that, guys. Every birthday will have a sponsor moving forward. And I think the big one that I'd want to get in a few years, I'd love Nintendo to sponsor my birthday. So that's something we're working up to and we got to make happen. But yeah. Okay, moving on with the show. I actually noticed that there's new Pokemon games coming out on Nintendo Switch this month or next month. And if you are unfamiliar, like every few years, they put out a new mainline Pokemon game and they make probably like 100-ish new Pokemon. It's fun. If you grew up with it, it can be really fun to follow it. What I've realized is that, you know, because I assume most people listening are like 90s kids or early 2000s kids. I've said this before, I still find it insane that people who listen to this pod are born after 9/11. That's crazy. But anyway, what I've realized is like, because we all grew up with the original Pokemon generation, you know, Pikachu, Charmander, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, Mewtwo, Zapdos, Articuno, Moltres, Aerodactyl. Now I'm just naming them. Meowth. Who's another one? Alakazam, Gengar. Like, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. What I've realized is that, you know, we're now in the ninth generation of Pokemon, they call it, you know, the ninth set of new Pokemon. And I realize that Pokemon designs have changed so radically since the original Pokemon games. Like, the original Pokemon, and if you picture them now, because I'm sure most of you can at least remember these Pokemon that I'm going to say. Like, if you think now of, like, Pokemon like Charizard, Venusaur, Blastoise, right? Those original three starter Pokemon evolutions. You know, Charizard, big dragon, Venusaur, big plant dinosaur, Blastoise, big turtle with cannons coming out of its shell. You know, they're monsters. They were monsters. Like, that's what Pokemon was. They were monsters. And I've realized now the designs have just changed so much, and I implore you to Google these. I'm going to turn this into a clip with images, but I implore you to Google these if you're just on the audio version. Because you got to look at Pokemon like Charizard, right? Big fiery dragon. That's the concept. Big fiery dragon. And compare that to one of the more recent Pokemon, Cinderace, who is a humanoid rabbit that is also a soccer player. Do you see what I mean here? They have changed so much stylistically from Charizard, the big dragon, to Cinderace, the soccer-playing humanoid rabbit. Go and look him up. He's a fire rabbit that plays soccer, and his attack is literally he kicks a fireball that's a soccer ball. You've got your boys like Blastoise, the angry turtle with cannons coming out of his shell, versus Inteleon, the water lizard, who is also a super spy, like James Bond. This isn't a joke. Look up Inteleon. He's like a camouflaging skinny lizard that looks like it's wearing a suit that has his fingers in guns. Like, literally does finger guns and shoots water out of his fingers like they're guns because he's based on a secret agent. Just to remind you again, Blastoise, big turtle with cannons coming out of his shell. He's a monster. Inteleon, secret agent lizard, shoots water out of his fingers. Venusaur, I already said, big dinosaur with a tree coming out of its back. Monster, absolute monster. And then in the new games, you've got Rillaboom. He's a gorilla who also plays the drums. Say that again. He's a gorilla who plays the drums. This is not a joke. Look it up. The new Pokemon designs are weird. Typhlosion, if you remember from Generation 2, he's a big badger that stands on two legs and has fire coming out of its neck, right? Typhlosion. Versus Delphox, one of the newer fire Pokemon, a humanoid fox that is also a witch, uses a stick as a magic wand. All right, so we got Typhlosion, the big badger with fire coming out of its neck, and Delphox, the witch fox with a magic wand. I don't know. I absolutely prefer
much more those old school Pokemon designs to all the, every time I see the new ones, they're just like, it goes on two legs now. And it's like a human kind of thing with a theme. Like, you know, there's also Incineroar. He's like a wrestler. I don't know. I don't get why they can't just be monsters. Feraligatr from Pokemon Gold and Silver. Big crocodile. That's just what he was. He was just a huge crocodile with massive teeth and he'd kill you. Now, there's one called Decidueye who's just an owl that's also an archer. What? Why? Why do they have to be so human? Cinderace, I think, was the worst one, the soccer-playing rabbit. I just look at him and I'm like, what? What is the... You're not even a monster. You're just a big rabbit with a soccer ball. That's not Pokemon. Anyway. I'm complaining a bit. I won't be playing the new Pokemon games. I just, I haven't played any in ages because those games are so outdated. Like, not outdated. Like, I'm sure it's fun. I just can't play them anymore. They are through and through kids' games. And I'm not saying that the battle mechanics of Pokemon are for kids because they're not. Like, if you go online and play Pokemon Showdown, the online competitive Pokemon battle simulator, wow, this is the nerdiest podcast in the country. But that's really fun because the Pokemon battle mechanics are actually really complex and complicated and fun. And it's kind of like chess. Like, you're always trying to think a few moves ahead. But the main games are just boring for kids. I don't play them. 20th Century Boy, we'll be right back. Excuse this interruption, teachers and students. Want more of me in your ears? Then head to the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike, and you get 2 bonus podcasts every single week. That is a lot of bonus content that you're missing out on. And the best part, you can give as little as $1 a month. It all adds up. If you like this show and you listen and look forward to it every week and want more, head to the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. The TCB overflow for this week is up now, and there's over 25 episodes to binge listen to there. This week on The Overflow, I'm doing a walkthrough of the podcast set. If you've seen the videos of the podcast, you'll know there is a lot of stuff on the set behind me, and I'm going to walk through every single little bit of the set, explain what all the collectibles and things on the shelf are, which I thought was a great idea because we currently have our 10% off code, RadioMike, in all caps, at angelgrovecollectibles.com. So spruce up your room and come and check out mine over on The Overflow. All right, back to the show.
Hey, this is Brock from Pokemon, and you're listening to Radio Mike's podcast, 20th Century Bowl. Go Onix!
A bunch of you followed up with me on your favorite Weird Al Yankovic songs. I talked last week about Weird Al, and a bunch of you wanted to give your favorite Weird Al Yankovic songs. The clip for this on TikTok got over 100k views somehow, and a lot of people agreeing with my favorite songs, but a lot of people suggesting other songs. And, you know, I think you end up often hearing the songs that are parodies of songs you already know, and you kind of ignore the ones of songs you don't already know. But a lot of people sent some in and I listened to them and they're great. Of course, a lot of people said that I missed an absolute classic, which was Amish Paradise, the parody of Coolio's Gangster's Paradise.
We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise.
Love that. That's a really fun one. And another one that a lot of people wrote in was Rocky Road. I love rock and roll. I love Rocky Road, which has a big feature in the movie. And I think this one is just classic Weird Al.
I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy, have a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. To have another triple scalp with me.
Lots of people writing in with Pretty Fly for a Rabbi. Of course, a parody of The Offspring's Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
All the goyim say I'm pretty fly for a rabbi.
And another one that came in a lot was Smells Like Nirvana, which is a parody, of course, of Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Now I'm mumbling and I'm screaming and I don't know what I'm singing.
But possibly the one that came up more than any other was another Star Wars related one, actually, which is Yoda, which is a parody of Lola. La 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 Lola. I actually hadn't heard this one before. I must have just missed it, but I really, really liked it. Just basically talking about Luke Skywalker meeting Yoda in Star Wars Episode 5.
I saw the little wren sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda, Y-O-D-A, Yoda.
So thank you for sending in all your Weird Al songs that you guys love. I've been exploring his discography all week and really enjoying just hearing a bunch of his songs. So yeah, that's been really, really awesome. One thing that's come to my mind this week that has really, really surprised me, and it's to do with the Black Eyed Peas. If you don't remember the Black Eyed Peas, I'm sure you do, but they were a very big band in particularly the early to mid to late 2000s. Basically that decade, they were huge, and then they very quickly just kind of spiraled off. Well, not very quickly. They were big for a long time, you know. Songs like Let's Get It Started, Pump It, My Humps, Don't Lie. Then they had, like, I already said Pump It, but then they had like Boom Boom Pow, I Got a Feeling, Meet Me Halfway, songs like that, Dirty Bit. And then I guess for what, because it was four people: Will.i.am, Taboo, Apple Dee App, and Fergie. And then they were really quiet for a few years, and suddenly Fergie, like, disappeared from the band. There must have been some disagreement, and Fergie was no longer part of the Black Eyed Peas. But they were a very big band, and they were very popular. And, yeah, Fergie just disappeared. They had replaced her for a live show, but hadn't told anyone that Fergie was gone, and everyone was really disappointed. And they haven't really put out too much music in the last little while. And I can't stress enough that they how big they were. They were a very popular band. And now I guess they are still a group, and I've read that they're putting out a new album next month. And I realized they have put out recently, it came up on my Spotify actually, they've put out a brand new song. And, you know, it's sort of in a similar style to what they used to do, I guess. Like, the whole thing was, you know, Will.i.am was kind of the front guy, but then there was Fergie, who was the female sort of sexy vocalist, who, and they had a lot of, at least the lyrics often had a lot of sexual tension between them, whatever. They've put out a new song, and they have a brand new female lead person. Her name is J. Ray Soul, and she takes a lot of the lyrics on this new song they have put out. Here's the interesting part about the song. Well, first I'll play a little bit for you, but the brand new song from the Black Eyed Peas is called Double D's.
Double, 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 double D's.
Right? Bit of Double D's.
Double, 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 double D's.
So, you know, it's a song in which Will.i.am sings to this girl about her double D's, which we can only assume from the song that he is referring to her breasts, or her boobs, as they are colloquially known.
Double, 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 double D's.
Now, I need to, I want to read some of the lyrics to this song to you, and I'm just going to be candid. So there might be some, you know, M-rated content here on the show right now, so I'd just like you to, you know, keep the maturity. But here it is. Refrain, Will.i.am. Holy fuck, holy fucking fuck, that body of yours is absurd. I do anything for it, that's my word. How you such an hourglass body on curve. I may need to see the booty make it twerk. Seriously, fuck, that booty is superb. Watching your ass jiggle jiggle on the table will permanently scar me. So come on, baby, put it on me. Fuck it, hell, I'm obsessed with you. You got me drooling like a zombie. The chorus, J. Ray Soul, then sings, I know what y'all, N-word, want from me. He wants these double, 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 double D's. I know he wants, I know he wants, I know he wants, I know y'all N-words want from me double, 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 double D's.
Double, 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 double D's.
So, essentially, this is a song by the Black Eyed Peas in which Will.i.am and the female vocalist, J. Ray, whatever her name is, use a euphemism to refer to a woman's breasts, or boobs, as they're colloquially known. In this case, it's double D's.
Double, 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 double D's.
But here's the weird part about this. It's that the Black Eyed Peas literally did this exact same song concept pretty much 20 years ago with their song My Humps.
My hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely little lumps. Check it out.
Because, and I say this with some certainty, despite the fact that I don't think it's explicitly mentioned in the song, but I do personally believe that when Stacey Fergie Ferguson refers to
my hump, my
in the song My Humps,
my hump, my hump, my hump,
she is referring to her breasts, or colloquially as they're known, boobs. And Will.i.am is pining after her because her humps, breasts, or colloquially boobs, are so attractive to him. And admittedly, guys listening to the podcast, as we know, boobs are very attractive to us. And some girls might find that too. You know, we like that. That's just a thing. We can't control it. It's just nature, right? So I understand why Will.i.am, in two different songs by the same band 20 years apart, is sort of singing about the exact same thing.
My hump, my hump, my hump. Double, 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 double D's.
Right? 20 years apart, they've written the same song.
Double, 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 double D's. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely little lumps. Check it out.
What else could the little lumps refer to, and what else could the double D's refer to? I've only ever heard double D's refer to one thing. Two things, really. Two things. That was good. Thanks, Mike. Okay. So anyway, the Black Eyed Peas have written the same song twice 20 years apart, and whatever. I guess we all just are fine with that. I guess we all just cop that. We just accept it for what it is. I don't know what this world has come to. Okay, before we wrap up, might be a bit of a shorter ep today, and apologies for that in advance. I'm not feeling too well this week, but it's been really busy. I did want to just do one little call out here. Obviously, we're making our way to the end of the year. One, we've got the Christmas sweater giveaway. Two, we're doing Gumballorama. And I'm going to say Gumballorama will be for the last show of the year, which I think at this stage, depending on how I feel, will likely be either the 22nd of December or the 29th of December. I think it'll be the 22nd, which means we might do Gumballorama on the 19th or the 20th of December. Here's the kicker, though, and this is where I need your help, particularly if you're in Melbourne. I don't know where there are gumball machines anymore. So basically, this is just a PSA. If you know a gumball machine near you, please let me know. Is there one in the Northcote Plaza shopping centre? Because I might have to go there. There's not one at Victoria Gardens. I've looked. Is there a shopping centre near you that has a gumball machine? I'm willing to drive anywhere in Melbourne to do it. It's more just about finding a gumball machine. Because I do want to do it, but if there's no gumball machines in Melbourne anymore, which I thought there were, we won't be able to do it. Anyway, let's wrap the show.
The plug!
Patreon.com/RadioMike. Get access to two bonus podcasts every single week. The Pat and Mike Show and the TCB Overflow, which is out right now. The Pat and Mike Show took a break last week. It is going to be back this week. Pat is taking a short break from working to work on some personal stuff. And Keelan from the Luke and Lewis Show is going to be filling in for Pat. So it's the Keelan and Mike Show, but it's the Pat and Mike Show. So jump on that to hear this week's Pat and Mike Show with me and Keelan, where we deep dive on a topic that we talked about on this show, as well as a bunch of other stuff. As well as that, you can listen to Harry Potter and the Boys, which is now starting to become more successful than this podcast. Apparently, Harry Potter podcast has a bigger demographic than Mike doing a podcast with no real topic. Go and listen to that. Sammy Garlep was on again this week. Great moment here.
The character of Victor Crumb also makes no sense. He's a high school age student who also happens to be the greatest sports person in the world. That's like if in the AFL you had Damo from year 11 at St. Kevin's, who was also the best AFL player in the AFL. How long has he been playing Quidditch for? He's 17. He must have started with him when he was 12.
Look, I gotta say, it looks like Victor Crumb looks like he's been held back a few years. Look in the movie, he looks about 30.
Yeah,
I think he's bald.
Yeah, he does.
So that's really fun. Go and check that out. It's my fan fiction I wrote when I was 13. One more announcement. I did a podcast called Arthology, where I talked about radio and podcasting from a guy who's in the Melbourne radio industry. Go check that out. I'll put a link in the bio. And I'm bringing back Mike Talks. Bam, there's a big, big bombshell for you. Mike Talks was a series I did on this show for a few years, but stopped because it became a bit difficult. But I'm going to bring it back. It's where I just talk to someone for about 45 minutes to an hour about stuff. I've had Jack Post, Ryan Shelton, Broden Kelly from Auntie Donna, Dave Lee Down Under. I've had Brendan Dando from the Four Finger Discount Podcast Network. Who else have I had? I had Blake Pavey, Luke Kidgel, a bunch of really cool guests on that show. So I'm bringing it back. It will probably be back this week. I'm recording one straight after I finish recording this, so that's something you can look forward to. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Yeah, that's pretty much it for this week, guys. Thank you so much. Support me on Patreon. Get a poster at the website. Oh, and of course, AngelGroveCollectibles.com, 10% off code RadioMike, and you go into the running to win that Charizard pack, which is awesome. Would love to see you guys. And screenshot the code if you use it, and I will maybe send you out a little gift. So yeah, thank you so much, guys. I'll see you next week or on the overflow right now. Podcast is over, but you can hear lots more of Mikey. First of all, head to the YouTube channel if you want to catch up on any clips from today's show and subscribe there. As well as that, you can go to patreon.com/radiomike for two bonus podcasts this week. And go over to Harry Potter and the Boys, my other podcast where I read Harry Potter fan fiction that I wrote when I was 13. There's plenty of Mikey to go around, but the main message at the moment, I think, is head over to the YouTube channel. Lots of clips and full episodes of the show going up every single day. And follow us on TikTok at radio.mike to see clips there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on The Overflow, and we'll see you next week. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch. radiomikepod@gmail.com.